You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Today, our guest is Jos Uta Molinen. He lives in Germany, and a few years ago, Jos was diagnosed with prostate cancer. After taking cannabis oil, he cleared himself of prostate cancer, and he's with us to tell us his story. Jos, it's great of you to join us from Germany. When you were first diagnosed with prostate cancer, when was that?
It's already too long ago for me. I think it was 4.5 years ago.
4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were having some troubles with your prostate. What was your PSA reading at the time?
Found out it was around 10.
Well, 10 is 10 is high, but it's not that bad, is it?
10 is not that bad, but and now comes the big but. Everything between, it is said that everything between 4.5 and 10 is cancer. Mm-hmm. If it is above cancer, it can be something else too.
And right. So you went to your doctor. What did your doctor want to do?
At that time I still was a follower of school medicine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they want me to do? Okay, first, you know, the examination with a big finger, yeah, that hurt like hell.
Oh, I hear you.
And hold it, you're making me laugh. And then
well,
came
I'm moving around in my chair when you say that. It's
and then came a blood sample, and then okay, it was much too high. It was 10. And well, we need to do this. We need to do that. Yeah, that's what I got told. But there was something else that I did not like. Is my urologist? He was rubbing his hands and telling to me, "Okay, that's fine. Now we can use the most expensive medicine we can think about."
Which was chemotherapy or radiation?
In that moment, I didn't care.
Yeah,
because you know this. What he told me was for me just a declaration that he really was not interested in me as a patient. He only was interested in cash.
Cash, right? So what did you tell him?
Well, I told him I wanted to think about the whole stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed doctor. So I came to another urologist, and she is also, notice, a she, yeah, mm-hmm. And she is also quite good in onco, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did have talk with her, not one, but more than quite a lot of times, and how to say it. And she really gave me that feeling that she is not interested in cash or anything like that. She's treating me as a patient.
I see. Okay. So, Now, tell me the story, Jos, of your friend who died of brain cancer 2 weeks before your diagnosis.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that all about?
He had brain cancer. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've been talking quite a, you know, he really was my best friend, and I've been talking quite a lot about it mm-hmm. with him, about his disease, yeah, and is there really nothing? And he says, well, I did hear something about a black oil, yeah?
Black oil.
But the trouble is, what black oil he didn't know, and he didn't trust it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course... Yeah, in just simply what he was telling me, I knew from him that he doesn't tell any. Sorry if I do use this word, he doesn't tell any bullshit at all.
Yeah,
yeah. So okay, he died, And then I got my diagnosis, and then I started researching myself. What is black oil? What black oil are you talking about? What can be used against cancer, and so on, and so on. Yeah, and that's how I came to cannabis oil. And in the meantime, okay, my wife, she was still a believer of school medicine, and she didn't trust it at all. Yeah. Mm. But I've been reading more and more, and don't ask me how, but I came in contact with Corey, yeah, and then we had a Skype conversation with Corey. My wife was also here, and okay, my wife saw Corey, did also talk to her, and Corey did convince her, yeah, this is a, well, Corey didn't say it's the right way, but Corey did tell her this is a real good way. Yeah, give it a chance.
Yeah, that you had some hope.
Corey, do you remember that conversation?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I spoke to Joss on a number of occasions actually while he was going through treating himself.
Yeah, so your wife was convinced after talking to Corey.
Okay, I have got to say that my wife is a, how do you say it? She did study, learn pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and okay, no need to say anything more. Pharmacy, okay, where is all the information coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and, well...
She's very thorough.
Sorry?
I say your wife is very thorough in her research.
She was.
She was, yeah.
But now she believes in what... I'm telling her, and if I'm telling her something about cannabis oil, if her first question is, did Corey tell you? So in the meantime, I would say, yeah, what I did learn about cannabis oil, okay, I did learn a lot by researching myself, and if I don't know the answer, I'm just... asking Corey, I'm writing her and getting an answer. I'm checking the groups where she is also in. Yeah, and okay, I do get enough answers. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And especially I am not only looking for statements. I'm looking for answers and trying to find how do you call it, peer-reviewed medical proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's surprising, Yoss, that most people think there are no aren't many studies of cannabis oil, but there are thousands of studies.
I know.
Yeah,
that's what I also did find out in the meantime. And if somebody is telling me, okay, it's dangerous and you're getting addicted and I don't know anything more than, you know, I tell those peeps, okay, you run to your doctor, you run to the drugstore. Yeah, don't forget, it's not called... it is not called the name drugstore isn't coming from, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yoss, when how did you get your first cannabis oil?
It was coming from, okay, you have seen the video on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. Medivit is a foundation in Holland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my first cannabis oil from. Yeah, but now, they have a high quality and so on, no problem. And they were really cheap. Yeah. What's it, 30 euros for a gram? That's about 30 euros. That's about, I don't know, $33-$34 for a gram.
Yeah.
Yeah, US dollars.
US dollars. Corey, is that... How does that relate to how much cannabis oil is here?
I guess it's around about the same. So you're talking U.S. dollars, and you know how pathetic our little Canadian dollar is against the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
The average price locally for cannabis oil, give or take, is about $50 a gram.
Mm-hmm.
In the States, it tends to be $60-$65, depending, you know, whereabouts you are.
But, Corey, I hate to disappoint you. I did find you know what I mean. I did find a, let me have a look. I'm sitting at my computer too. The Health Cure is the name. And the Health Cure is offering, where is it? There are products. It's also from Holland, and they are offering, if you would buy only 1 gram, it does cost 30 euro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, if you are buying 10 grams, it costs not 300 euros, but 280 euros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's getting cheaper.
Yeah, it's getting a little more affordable.
Yeah, and if you are buying the complete cure of 60 grams, yeah, then let me have a look. Where is it? No, it's not written here on the page. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then the price per gram is around, I'm not quite sure, is around, I don't know, 25 euros.
Okay, Jos.
So 25 euros at 10%, and you know how many dollars it is.
Yeah. Now, Jos, you had prostate cancer, and you get your cannabis oil. Do you remember the first time you tried it?
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, yes. Great. I'm missing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time I did it, I took it orally. Yeah. And I was flying like, yeah, you know, the Skylab wasn't even high enough. Yeah?
You were like an eagle.
Yeah.
I did pass the moon and even further.
You were gone. You were a space cadet.
Yep.
I remember having a couple of Skype calls with you when you were flying.
Yeah, until Karim told me, okay, why don't you take it as a suppository? Yeah, and she also, at the same time, she also gave me a link, why and how, and that if you want to prevent a high, do it in this way. Yeah, and I can tell you, it really works. Yeah, before, if I took a dose of 0.5 gram, what is really much, yeah, mm-hmm. orally, sorry, we don't need any. We don't need any astronauts who are going to Mars. I was there.
Yeah. I remember seeing the video of you on YouTube in which you say you went from a gram a day to a gram and a half a day, and yeah. you were sky high.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. I really was. Yeah. And after that, that's when I found out, okay, don't take it orally. Yeah. Use it as a suppository. And now it is in this way. If I would take, I'm not doing it, not for fun anymore. I just tried it one time, mm-hmm. 0.5 gram as a suppository, no high.
Oh, that's very interesting. And Corey, you and I have talked about this when you talk to people all over the world. About especially men who have prostate cancer, but they don't want to get high, and you suggest suppositories. At times, there's a resistance to that.
There's a huge resistance sometimes. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, there's people out there that, men out there that, I remember this one woman saying her husband would rather die than do a suppository, and I said, well, that's probably what's going to happen, because, yeah. Unfortunately.
I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Ian.
Yes.
There is something really curious I can tell you about it. I also did tell a guy around here, well, use it as suppository. I don't want to be high. And at first, okay, Corey knows this expression for me. What do you want? You want to fly or you want to die? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this guy telling me, I don't, as a suppository, no way. I am no gay.
I'm not gay.
I'm not gay. I mean, that has nothing to do with having a suppository.
I know, but sorry, I have no words for this kind.
It's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, it's in talking to people and mothers and parents and men and women, those people who really want to live. And don't want to die, will do anything, absolutely anything, in order to do that.
That's it.
And having a suppository, I mean, it's a very minor thing.
It's totally minor.
I mean, if you go to the hospital and they want to give you an enema, you have
they
an enema.
They accept it. They accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they accept it. And even if your doctor if their doctor is prescribing them a suppository, they accept it.
Absolutely. No, when you were starting on your cannabis oil, you said your new oncologist was supportive of you, right?
Sorry, I knew that.
Yeah.
That your new oncologist, the female,
she was in agreement with you taking cannabis oil?
Sorry, I didn't get it at all.
No, your doctor, she knew you had prostate cancer.
No, that the urologist and also oncologist, yeah.
Okay.
The doctor, she did not know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now comes the but. Seeing how fast I did recover after the surgery, yeah. The surgery was a mistake in my eyes, but never mind. Seeing how fast I did recover after the surgery, she was looking at me and asking, "What are you doing?" Yeah, and I told her, "I cannot tell you." And then she started. She had a smile on her face, and she told me, "I don't want to know it, but just keep on doing it."
Keep on doing it. Now, why did you have surgery?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem is, and it is something what nobody told me, yeah, is if you are suffering from a serious disease, yeah, and then if you are treating this disease, it doesn't matter if it is with Mother Nature or if it is with pharma, you are always dealing with the so-called Herxheimer reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Detox reaction.
Yeah, what's also called Herxing.
Herxheimer, yeah.
Yeah. And nobody told me this. And this Herxheimer reaction did cause, with me, was that serious and that bad that I couldn't go to the toilet anymore because the prostate was really closing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my doctor was checking it, and she told me, okay, if this goes on, we have to do either the surgery or we have to do a puncture of the kidneys. Yeah.
Oh.
Because this was so bad that the kidneys even did hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was really, how do you call it, more than high noon. Yeah. And then, okay, that was a moment when I agreed to the surgery, yeah, but then, okay, and then, you know, peace of mind, and I thought, okay, most of the troubles I had were gone, and I could go to the bathroom again, and I didn't feel that terrible pain anymore, you know, I thought, this is all physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, this is all mentally, mm-hmm. And it is not, it was simply that the Herxheimer was over. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This was 3 days before the surgery, and one day before the surgery, they made a blood sample, and this blood sample was tested. Yeah, and 3 weeks after the surgery, they told me, "Well, your PSA was 4.1."
Oh, so it went from 10 to 4.1.
So in other words, he probably didn't even need the surgery.
So in other words, if I would have known this at a moment of the surgery, I would tell them stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say surgery, what did the surgery entail? Was it a surgery on your prostate?
No, it was a surgery of the prostate. The prostate was removed, and it was by the so-called Da Vinci method. I don't know if you heard about it.
No.
Da Vinci method, they are working with a so-called surgery robot. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the robot is in my body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the doctor is sitting, well, just, I don't know, about 20 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he does have his screens in front of it and his joystick for manipulating the robot.
Holy. Yeah?
It's like a video game.
Yeah, more or less, yes. And he told me, okay, they did remove the prostate because the whole prostate was already concerned of cancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I told afterwards was I really would have liked to see the material they have been taking out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because especially when I heard that the PSA was already down to 4.1, I would have liked to see it. Yeah. Is this cancer really active? Yes or no?
Well, it's sounding like no, isn't it?
I would say probably not. But okay, they were doing their cuttings, and then they found out part of the bladder is also concerned. So they took 1/3 of the bladder away, and how do you call it? Those lymph nodes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, more than 30 of them. Yeah, and I am quite sure it was not necessary.
So,
but I cannot prove it.
Yeah. How do you feel now? What are some of the ramifications of having surgery?
Okay, missing the prostate and the nerves passing by. Okay, missing everything. You know what that can mean. You know. You can imagine what that does mean for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm disabled in a certain, how do you say it? I'm disabled in a certain way.
In a fun way.
Yeah. And the next thing I am dealing with is during the surgery with this robot, the abdomen was, there was, how do you call it? Not oxygen, but... Anyway, there was a gas was pumped into the abdomen,
mm-hmm.
More than a bucket full, and you can imagine how much that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad I did not see it, but there are a lot of muscles have been torn at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these muscles, they did grow together again, but this still hurts at certain, I don't know, if it does it depend on the weather, does it depend on my constitution, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does hurt sometimes.
Even 4 years later?
Even now.
Yeah.
Even now.
Last week
I also had these pains, and I knew where it was from. Okay. But I took one extra drop of the oil, of the cannabis oil, and then the pains were gone.
Awesome.
Interesting. Very interesting. Did you ever have a discussion with your doctors and ask them why they were so quick to have surgery?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was my own problem. My own fault that I agreed to this surgery, but then again, this fault is on misinformation that I did not know about the hoaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now, Yas, there's growing interest in North America for the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. Is there similar interest in Europe?
Yeah, a lot. Really a lot, especially in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in Holland. They are now getting a lot of so-called social clubs, and more foundations are being there, and so on. Yeah, and I don't know if you can imagine, but there are even pharmacies in Holland who are selling CBD only.
Mm. No.
Yeah, and there are also a lot of MDs who are also telling their patients, giving them a prescription. Okay, you're getting the prescription, but you have to pay it yourself. Yeah, normally everything is covered by the health insurance,
mm-hmm.
but CBD you have to pay it yourself. But you can go to that drugstore or to that pharmacy, go over there, and with this description, you are getting the CBD oil.
One of the important things, I think, and one of the things that we are attempting to do with this program is to educate people on the medicinal value of the marijuana plant. And I think listening to stories of yours and others who we've talked to and who will talk to, education is the key for people having a better understanding of yes, the that, medicinal that, value.
That's right. That's right. People have to be educated, and people have to realize that, okay, I hate the name marijuana. It's cannabis.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate the fact that people are thinking and believing that cannabis is making one addicted. Yeah, and cannabis is not a drug in a negative way. It should be accepted as a drug in a positive way, a drug what can cure, what does treat a lot of diseases.
Yeah, we've said this before, and we'll say it again, I'm sure, many times in the future. Nobody has ever died from an overdose of marijuana.
No, that's right. I've seen a nice posting on Facebook the other day about overdosing. Yeah, just put 100 joints and a lighter on a table, yeah, and tell one, okay, start smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a remark, okay, the latest after the fifth joint, yeah, he will stop smoking because he lost a lighter, and he will call the pizza delivery. Yeah.
Yeah.
And cuddle with his pet.
So, Joss, you were mentioning to me that your daughter's had some success with cannabis oil as well.
Yeah. 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 Not only my daughter, my wife also in the same time. My wife does, okay, she's at a certain age where women are, okay, changing, yeah?
Right.
And she had really trouble with sleeping and so on and so on. And since she is taking 2 drops every day, that's a drop of what's an RSO or CBD and in a, what do you call it, relation of 1-3. So one time RSO, 1 and 3 times CBD. And she's taking 3 drops of it, and she can sleep really well and really nice. Yeah?
Nice.
That is one thing. And my daughter, she did have trouble that she had to go to her doctor and had a surgery because she does have trouble with the ovarian. Don't ask me what the exact name of a disease is. I forgot it again.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't care. But otherwise, she had to have a surgery every second year. Yeah, because there's a kind of a, how do you pronounce it, a cyst?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and since she's taking 1-2 drops every day now, she does have a mixture of 1-1 RSO or CBD, and since she's taking 1-2 drops a day of this mixture, okay, that's now 3 years ago, she doesn't have to see a doctor anymore. Nothing is wrong now.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's great. Yoss, when you help people in this area, what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they first start out?
The most things you hear is that people are getting scared of getting addicted, and people are scared of getting high, and you know, all that stuff more. Yeah?
Yeah.
That is okay. That's, I don't care about it. If people are telling me that, and then I say, okay, forget it. Yeah, I'm not going to discuss about it. And again, I don't want it. Yeah, and what to say more about it?
Yeah, it's it goes back to our conversation a few minutes ago, that this is really about educating the public on what cannabis is and what it is not. I think when you use the term marijuana, it is associated a lot with people who take it recreationally to get high.
Mm-hmm.
But I think cannabis is really the term that should be used for medicinal purposes. You agree?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that is the misinformation that most people do have. They only think it is for getting high. Yeah, and then I'm telling them, do you realize how many people there are out there who are misusing regular medicine? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who are misusing it? Yeah, and they are really getting addicted.
Yeah, there are there are people every day who go into the pharmacy and drugstore who buy acetaminophen, Tylenol, and other over-the-counter drugs.
Mm-hmm. There are enough.
Yeah.
And there are enough over-the-counter drugs. Okay, I didn't get his words. Yeah, there are enough of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And my wife does agree because she did work in a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that. And she does have the same opinion as I got now.
You converted her.
Well, no, not me. Not me. Don't blame me. I'm blaming Corey for that.
Thanks.
Jos, I realize it's late in Germany. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
Yeah, what do you want to say? Maybe if you need someone who might also be interesting for you, mm-hmm. maybe Corey did hear of the name Debbie M. Wilson.
Yes.
Debbie Wilson. Okay.
She's on my list.
Yep.
Contact her. Yeah, I do have pictures here from by the time that I met her on Facebook. Yeah, it was very hard for her to write a sentence. Yeah, because in the middle of a sentence she stopped, and afterwards I found out why she stopped, because she didn't know what she could write what she wanted to write.
She was a brain injury, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and in the meantime, and that's also because, you know, Corey, you did guided me to this oil, and I told her about my experience, and I did advise her, okay, you better try it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guided her a little bit, and she, well, okay, and now. If you would meet her now, it's a difference from day and night.
Yes, yeah, she's a different woman.
Yeah, we'll contact her, Jos, and
do
an interview with her.
So, Jos, if a man was diagnosed with prostate cancer today, what if you had a chance to talk to them? What would your words of advice be?
I cannot answer this in one sentence. First of all, I would say all men shouldn't be scared of going to a doctor and having a regular check.
Right.
That is one. And if they find out that in the blood sample, the PSA is higher, then they have to find out what's the reason for it. There can be more reasons. It really does not have to be cancer, yeah.
Right.
There are a lot of reasons why this number can be high, yeah.
Correct.
You have to find out, and if it really is cancer, okay. Then there's only one thing I can advise them, yeah. Forget about school medicine, yeah, because school medicine really did prove that their treatments are not 100% sure.
Jos, it was great to talk to you. I'm going to try and pronounce your last name, okay? Jos Uda Molenum.
Almost right. Uda Molenum.
Uda Molenum.
Sorry.
Excellent. Jos Smith. No, it was a pleasure to talk to you. It was good to finally talk to you in person. Because when I was with the other job, you emailed once when I had Corey on the air, and it was great. So I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jos.
Bye bye. Okay. Jos is a very interesting guy, Corey.
He certainly is.
But I struggle with his last name, Uda Molenum.
That sounds perfect.
Uda Molenum.
I just call him Yuppie Hippie.
Yuppie Hippie. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. What have you got for us?
Well, you know, in order to help as many people around the world, we also need your help. On our website, there's a donate page which allows you to contribute and become part of this growing and compassionate global community of like-minded individuals. You can contribute whatever amount is comfortable for you. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. Anything you can donate to help us carry on with our message is greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Corey. Good day. We'll be back tomorrow with another interesting guest. Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.